The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we got a lot to talk about, All right, first and foremost, many of you guys smoke still. About 40 million Americans still smoke. And mind you, if you're a veteran, you can do whatever the hell you want. But for those of you that haven't served the country and you're still smoking, I got to give you some crap, okay? Because I've already told you it's bad for your health. Well, now it's bad for the finances, not only because cigarettes are more expensive, but I guess if you're a smoker, it's a lot harder for you to find a job. And get this, you get paid less than non-smokers. So we're going to talk about that. We have some very weird genetic diseases, and you have some kids that are born that they should have these diseases, but they don't. Why is that, and what did they find out? The CDC is now saying that we should be concerned about Zika. Really, it's about time. Okay, I mean, I've been saying you guys should be, oh yeah, Zika is scarier than once thought. I've been saying that now since the beginning. Okay, you know, we shouldn't be calling their pants down on this one. So here's the quote from the CDC. Zika is scarier than we initially thought. So to the CDC, I say a no do. But why is that, and what states do they believe already have the mosquito that can carry Zika when we were told, don't worry, the 80s Egyptian mosquito won't show up here? Many of you guys really don't know what the heck to do when it comes to your foods and freezing your foods and et cetera. And I got some advice on that because I just love talking about refrigerators. There's just something about refrigerators that I really like to talk about. Don't ask. Okay? We've been battling with El Nino. There's also an El or a La Nina. Okay? And if you thought El Nino was bad, wait till you hear about La Nina. So, I mean, Nina. Okay. I apologize. I'm not Latina. I cannot pronunciate it. I know what it means. I just can't pronunciate it. It has that N. You know, there's N and then there's Enye. There's N-A and then Enye. Enye is the N that has the little squiggle on top of it. So it's Nina. All right? And that's how they, And I know, it sounds good. Sounds really good. Sounds very, these romance languages, very romantic sounding. You know, like in Zorro, this Alejandro de la Vega, it just roars of sexuality. I got to tell you, the Spanish language and the Italian language, pretty hot. Now, I come from a German family, a lot of Germans in my family, so it was gut and nacht and not as sexy. You know, I mean, I heard my grandparents talk and sorry guys, I mean, I know the country of Germany is beautiful and I'm a quarter German, I guess, at this point now. But, sorry, the language is not sexy. It's a beautiful language, it's just not very, very sexy. English, I don't know. It all depends on how you speak English, okay? Some people think British sound very sexy. Man, I think today I have a spot of tea. For some reason, that like turns people on, not me. If I hear anybody talking about a spot of anything, or what in bloody hell, I don't get that. I just don't. Not very sexy to me. It's nice. And maybe it's because I think of, you know, English as like professors, you know, people that have very, very fancy speak, you know, and they sound smarter than us. I do think what's very, very sexy is the cowboy accent. You come from Texas and you're a cowboy. I'm just rounding up the horses today. I was like, oh, yes. Round up my horses. Okay, so I think Southern accent could be very sexy. In fact, my husband was, we went through a period of time where he didn't want to sleep with me. So I just started talking like this. You want me to kind of cook, fix you up some lemonade? And he just loves Southern accent. So basically around him, I speak Southern. And that's about it. We have Israeli in the family. Israeli could be very, very sexy unless you're yelling. When you're yelling, it's not a very sexy language because there's a lot to it. And then what else do we have? Well, I guess that's about it. Okay, so we'll keep talking. Let me see what else we have here. Oh, yeah, I guess doctors and nurses were found to not wash their hands. About 40% of us are not washing our hands. What are you talking about? Come on, really? 40% of us are still not washing our hands properly? And then there was another percentage of us where we weren't injecting things correctly, using safe injection practices. Okay, we are supposed to be medical providers. Are you kidding me? So any of you guys out there that are doing that, ridiculous. Now, this is very interesting, okay? Many of us don't understand what the U.S. Task Force wants from us because they keep going back and forth on their recommendations. Well, now, the U.S. Preventative Task Force is saying, look, aspirin is not only good for the heart, but it's good for colon cancer. So, or to prevent colon cancer. Not good for, we don't want colon cancer liking anything. But anyway. So they now recommend an aspirin a day. Now, we just went through the whole, wait a second, we're not supposed to recommend aspirin a day because of the risks, where the risks outweigh the benefits. Yesterday, they say, hold the phone. The benefits outweigh the risks. So I don't know about you, but I threw everything off my desk. I was like, what the heck are they talking about? This doesn't make any sense. Okay, look, is it good for you? Is it bad for you? What the heck do they want from you? But again, this is a task force. It's backed, you know, by the government. So I'm not shocked that there's going to be some wishy-washy flip flopping, back and forth, indecisive, money-wasting stand coming from them. So, listen, they say now we can take an aspirin a day. I'll tell you who should take an aspirin a day and how we should proceed with this. So, as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, yeah. There's also another study. If you're rich, you live longer. Remember they say money can't buy happiness? They say there are correlations between wealth and longevity. So I had a listener write me, young guy, he wants to know how to become rich. So I guess I'm going to tell you guys how to become rich. I'd really like to, you know, find out how myself because it would be nice to be rich one day. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated company called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. Greens75.com. Greens75.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so even though I talk about health a lot, I love all these questions, whether it's on relationships, whether it's on economy, whether it's on politics. I love these. So Luke writes, Dr. Dolly, and again, my name is a Dolly, all right? Dolly, but that's okay. He writes, I want to become rich. I'm 22 and have no idea what I want to do in life, but I do know I want to be rich. I even read somewhere that richer people live longer. So as my tune-in doctor, how do I become rich? Is it true that all doctors become rich? I like taking care of people. Should I go for medicine? I know you can answer this because you are pretty smart. Okay, you know, if you were applying for medical school, I would kick your butt right out of the room. But I have to be honest. I mean, I do, appreciate your being honest with me, okay? And I understand that the way you speak to me is not going to be the way you would speak in a job interview. So I do commend you for being honest. And I think we all could be honest right now, okay? You know, many of us want to become rich. I think we all learned from this horrible recession that not having money stinks. It's very scary. Our health is at risk. Because none of us have been going to the, I don't want to say none of us, but most of us have not been going to the doctor. It's too expensive to go to the doctor. We don't have the money to pay these high deductibles. What, my deductible is $8,000? I don't have that. So I would basically go to the doctor and get things done. I'm paying, you know, out of my own pocket. It's not financially feasible. People are eating crappier. They're not, sleeping as well. There's a lot of ramifications of having money problems. So personally, I think it is absolutely fine for you to want to become rich, but I would change that word. I don't want anybody becoming rich. I would urge you to become wealthy, not rich, but wealthy. And even on top of that, I would urge you to become successful. I think it's more important to learn how to become successful and have wealth, not in terms of, you know, all these accounts in, you know, overseas or, you know, gold jewelry or anything like that, that none of my family ever had. You know, you hear, yeah, somebody passed down this piece of jewelry. Or I think there was one bracelet that got passed down from Holocaust times. And I think its worth wasn't the amount of gold, but that has been around since Holocaust times, you know. So wealth doesn't necessarily mean amount of money in the bank. Wealth means you have a situation that where you're comfortable and it can build upon itself. Okay, so for example, a lot of people will become rich. They'll win the lottery and become rich. Okay, do they remain wealthy? Do they remain secure? A lot of times they don't. So first of all, let's change all that. Your goal should be one, to become successful at anything you do, because with success, you find happiness, you find reward, and you can find financial incentives as well. And then maybe wealthiness. But let's get rich. Rich is not a proper word. I don't think anybody should hope to be rich. Okay, that's just not, no. Okay, so let's get that out of the way. Number two, do all doctors become rich? No, okay, there's something called Obamacare, and this has completely changed the way things are done in medicine, where, you know, most doctors don't consider themselves wealthy or rich. I know a lot of you guys are sitting there now playing a violin, you know, in the air, but, you know, many doctors are leaving private practice. They're leaving medicine. Why would anybody leave medicine if they're wealthy or if they're rich? Why would they leave it? I mean, if it's making you that much money, why aren't you staying and then opening up, you know, tons of clinics? It's because a lot of doctors out there, no, they aren't. They aren't. In fact, many of them are going broke. My medical practice almost made us go broke because in the middle of the recession, I had to, with perfect credit, try to get credit lines in order to keep paying my staff, in order to keep paying the bills, to keep the building running so I could see patients. And nobody would, you know, give credit lines no matter how good your credit was, because they said, look, your credit may be good now, but everybody's going to have bad credit with this recession. So, no, we're not loaning any money. So banks stopped loaning money, and we had to take out mortgages, and we had to go through whatever savings we had to keep a practice open. Well, that's not wealthy. That's not being rich. That's not being overtly successful. So medicine is not a go-to place so you can become a doctor now, or so you can become, quote-unquote, rich. That being said, if you are sitting out there and you don't know what you want to do, okay, and you're in your 20s, and I realize this is a big problem for many. They have no idea what to do. And it's very interesting. When you read online, they give you tips to become rich, okay? So, like, for example, there's one where it says, well, why don't you marry somebody rich? I mean, that does help, okay? Another site said, buy a metal detector. okay, you know, and then start searching so you can find something valuable, really? Another one said, go to antique stores or yard sales, buy up stuff that you hope is actually valuable. That I really wouldn't, you know, put my life drive or my life goal on. These are some of the laziest ways to become rich. This comes from theriches.com. Letting the internet work for you, that I'm going to bring up in a little bit. The internet you could use as a very amazing tool. Let me see, what else did they suggest? Create a YouTube channel, you know, invest in the stock market. I'd say be very, very carefully. And of course they recommend to hit the lottery. Okay, so you'll go online and you'll see things like this and you're like, okay, well, you know, maybe I'll buy a bunch of lottery tickets or I'll gamble or I'll, no. Okay, if you are not figuring out what you want to do in life, your first job is to figure out, well, what do you like? Okay? Well, I like to sit home and eat cheese puffs. All right, well, can we look a little deeper? Okay, do animals interest you? Do you like the idea of making people feel better? Do you think surgery is cool? Do you like money? Do you like managing money? Do you like real estate? What do you find interesting? You know, and start with that. If you end up liking taking care of people, okay, I definitely would suggest, and this is if you have a good heart, I would definitely suggest a field in healthcare, and not because you're going to graduate and make a crap load of money as a doctor. In fact, there's a lot of physician assistants out there that are graduating and making more money than doctors that that have graduated. So that hierarchy doesn't exist anymore. However, there's going to be job security. In order for you to be wealthy later, you need to make sure that you could still do your job or you could still sell your product. You have to be relevant. No, you know, not only in 2016, but in 2036 and in 2056. So you need the foresight to see what is going to be going on in the future. Well, in the future, obviously a lot of automation, a lot of computer, a lot of robots. So if you want to get ahead on this, make sure you're, you know, in the tech field. But there's going to be a lot of things that the robots cannot do. We're going to try. We're going to try to have robots deliver medicine. We're going to try to do telemedicine where you're online talking to a medical provider and hoping they diagnose you correctly. They're going to attempt. And then all of a sudden the pendulum is going to switch back where they're like, wait a second, we actually need real people here. We need to hire an actual person that puts his hands on somebody and can feel the nodule or, you know, feel the mass. Okay, using a robot to detect the mass, you know, sometimes this doesn't work or the power's down or the computer chip's broken. So I think there'll always be jobs for people in the medical field. And that's why if you do like medicine and you do like health, it's probably a very smart way to go. Now, in the old days, yeah, you got a medical degree, you would definitely be in the higher income bracket. If you were a pilot, you were in the higher income bracket. This was years ago. If you were a cop or you were a firefighter, you would get a pension. And that pension would protect you. Teachers. In fact, flight attendants would have pensions. So having a pension that would take care of you till you were in your old age, that was very valuable and a very wealthy type of benefit. Many of us don't have that anymore. So if I were you and you don't really know what to do, but you want to become wealthy, let's just say, okay, what would you do if you want to become rich? Okay? How should you go about it? All right, well, winning the lottery now, getting married to somebody rich now, I think that's ridiculous. But you have to have some gumption, or what we call chutzpah. You need to have some guts, and you need to not give up if you have an idea or you have a drive. Okay? If you have a drive and you're like, look, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it on Broadway, or I'm going to make it. Okay, good. Have an open mind on various ways. Like, for example, if you don't make it on Broadway, then you start recording your own music or whatever. But if you have a goal, you got to stick to it. And don't let anybody say no. You're going to stink at it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the CDC now has come out with a statement that Zika is scarier than we initially thought. Again, my answer to that is duh. And, I mean, who's working at the CDC? Come on, people. I mean, even non-medical professionals could see this is an issue. You got a baby born, right, with neurological issues, and we're being told there's thousands of babies with this, and only now you're like, well, you know, this could be scary. And remember I told you that this mosquito is a pretty resilient, chutzpah-y mosquito? Right? And I said, look, it's not just going to be the southern states. Well, now they're saying that Zika has hit 30 states. There are 30 states right now in America where we have a patient or two or some patients with Zika. That could be very, very concerning once the mosquitoes decide to come and bite them and transmit their blood to other places. And remember, this is only people that have decided that they were sick enough to go and get checked out. A lot of people, they don't feel Zika at all. Or if they do have some slight symptoms like a rash or a fever, they don't feel well, they're not going to the doctor. And they're not thinking Zika. So, they, according to the CDC, obviously the more that the researchers learn, the scarier it appears. And scientists increasingly believe that the Zika virus is sweeping through Latin America and the Caribbean, causing these devastating defects of little fetal brains. This is if women become infected during pregnancy. Now we're also seeing that there's a link to Guillain-Barré, which is where the body decides to fight the nervous system. When you get the virus, instead of fighting the virus, it decides to fight your nervous system. And then another sort of neurological disorder that appears to mimic multiple sclerosis. So this is not fun for anybody, whether you're pregnant or not pregnant. President Barack Obama has sought about $1.9 billion in emergency money to help fight the Zika epidemic internationally. Last week, the administration said it would use at least $589 million in funds left over from the Ebola outbreak. Of course, there's this back and forth going, is this enough? Is this not enough? I was on the Simon Conway show yesterday and at a WHO Des Moines, Iowa. And, you know, he asked, look, we cry wolf a lot. Is this another example of crying wolf? Which is a really good question because, you know, America didn't get hit with the big Ebola outbreak, thank the Lord, the Asian flu. Here is the thing. Okay, we should never be in a position where we're crying wolf. We should never be in a position where we now have to panic. We should, okay, I think now in the year 2016, we should have a pretty good idea of what bugs and viruses are out there. Okay, right? We know there's a type of flu. We know there's yellow fever. We know there's malaria. We know there's Ebola. We know there's Zika. There's this new one, Junin. All right, so we know these exist. We dump millions upon millions of dollars, if not billions, into the CDC and into all these, government research labs that are studying what, cow farts? Aren't they studying cow farts? Right? They got, methane detainment containers on these cows while they eat grass. So while the government is studying all that, I would say let's shift, okay, some of our priority to infectious disease. And we have one team, maybe two, work on a Zika vaccine. A couple teams work on Zika medicine. Same thing with Ebola. Same thing with Junin. Same thing with yellow fever. And then we are prepared. And then all we have to do, whenever there is the flirtation of a mass epidemic, we use the formula and we start to mass produce. Now, I'm not sure what we've been doing all these decades. I mean, Ebola has been around since, who knows how long. Zika's been around since the 40s. That's when they first discovered it, 1947. So I'm not really sure what we're doing unless we're just waiting until something happens. Now, I understand. Somebody could say, Dr. Dahlia, come on. It's not financially feasible for us to sit here and have medicines and vaccines for every virus out there. No, but what about the biggies? Okay, we've known about Ebola, and don't tell me you that we haven't. Okay, don't tell me this Ebola thing is brand spanking new, because we all remember the Dustin Hoffman and Cuba Gooding Jr. movie in the 90s, right? Outbreak. They were talking about Ebola there. Remember? Oh, yeah. So we knew about it then. We could have the last 20 years been working on something. Zika we've known about. Okay, I mean, we're talking about these major ones. And then once we see a flirtation with something else, we get some funding together to, and again, it could be combined with the World Health Organization or some other, we could work with countries in Africa or, you know, countries in Asia, depending on where they're getting hit. I mean, we should have an international medicine division. And this international medicine division is on top of things, and they're the ones that help spurn research. I mean, we don't have to, America doesn't have to be the only one researching this, but if we don't trust everybody else, then I guess we've got to do it ourselves. So that when this does happen, okay, we're prepared. What if the rocket pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu does decide to hit America? We've known about the rocket pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu since the 1950s. Nobody's prepared for it, all right? That's why, because it's really ridiculous that we're like, oh, my gosh, okay, here, let's take the Ebola funds. Now we got to start working on Zika. We have to start working on it. How the heck after, I mean, microcephaly cases have been reported for years now. Only now we're starting to get our poop together? And I know I had argued that private pharmaceutical companies aren't usually going to, you know, jump in unless they have funding or they know they're going to make money on what they've researched, because it's a lot of money. But, you know, can somebody explain where all the government dollars are being spent? I mean, I would really like to see what every study is. Okay? And you tell me. Now, I understand there's a big push to try to prove that a farting cow is causing global warming. I understand that politically, this is very important to a lot of constituents. But can I just ask us to delay the cow fart study just long enough for us to figure out how we're going to handle Zika? Okay, are we okay with that? Can we all agree? Can we? No? All right, so let's take a look. And these are the, let's take a look at the 30 top cities at risk for a Zika epidemic. First one is Augusta, Georgia, then Little Rock, Arkansas. Actually, number 30. So now we're going backwards. 28, Columbia, South Carolina, Birmingham, Alabama. 26, Raleigh, North Carolina, Richmond, Virginia, Louisville, Kentucky, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Memphis, Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, Kansas City, Missouri, St. Louis, Dallas, Texas, Charlotte, North Carolina, Washington, D.C. came in number 16, Philadelphia. Guys, Philadelphia, that's north. Philadelphia is supposed to be at risk. Los Angeles, California, Savannah, Georgia, Tallahassee, Florida, Mobile, Alabama, Charleston, South Carolina, New Orleans, Atlanta, Georgia, Houston, Texas, Jacksonville, Florida. Now the top five. Get this. Of the top five cities, New York comes in at number five of being a high-risk city for Zika. Brownsville, Texas, Tampa, Florida, Orlando, Florida, and Miami, Florida, number one, which makes sense. Seeing New York, seeing Philadelphia, all right, it kind of makes you real. These are considered the top 30 cities where we will see some major Zika outbreaks. All right, we're not crying wolf on this one, okay? We cannot have a generation of babies born without proper functioning head and neurological capabilities. And we adults cannot get affected with disorders that mimic multiple sclerosis. This is nothing to play with. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs to my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dr. Dolly Hiss Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have a woman who's claiming that dry shampoo made her go bald. I guess there's this styling product, I haven't used it, where it's called dry shampoo, where you, I guess, put it on your hair and you don't wash it off. I guess it's called dry shampoo. And it doesn't make sense to me because, you know, we're supposed to teach everybody to wash their hands. And, you know, we got this story to talk about how 40% of doctors were found in this one study to not wash their hands, which I think is really ridiculous. And you know, somebody needs a butt chewing for that one. But going back to shampoo, apparently there's a product where you just put it on and it's supposed to automatically clean it without getting washed off. It makes no sense to me. Nicole Baxter, 21 years old of Ireland, said regular use of Batiste dry shampoo made her scalp itchy, flaky, and eventually led to blistering. So in a Facebook post that has been shared 30,000 times, Baxter claims to have been diagnosed with triangular alopecia, which is hair loss on one area of the head, my guess, in a triangular shape. There's probably rhomboid alopecia and trapezial alopecia, but I've never diagnosed that. I just diagnosed it as alopecia. She says, just wash your hair, people. It's not worth having this awful patch that I might be stuck with on the side of my head because I can't be bothered to dry my hair. The diagnosis of triangular alopecia is incorrect, and dry shampoo is safe for most people, and that's according to skin specialists. They say this is not triangular alopecia because that is a childhood disorder, and it's not associated with itchy, flaky, or sores on the scalp. I got to admit, that diagnosis did sound odd. Alopecia, when you see alopecia, it's a very smooth, bald area of the skin. It's very smooth. You could touch it. You could play with it. You know, it's not going to ooze. So I was kind of shocked that they called it that. This sounds like it's an inflammatory condition of the scalp, and as long as it doesn't scar and ruin her hair follicles, she'll be able to regrow her hair. So anyway, Dr. Hannah Kuchel, a dermatologist with the Skin Hospital, questioned whether Baxter had maybe dyed her hair. That could sometimes be like a contact dermatitis is what we would call it, where you have contact to something on your skin and then you get a dermatitis, you get inflammation of the skin. It could be an allergic reaction, allergic dermatitis. Dermatitis is a wonderful term. We get to sound super smart in medicine. And basically what it means is inflammation of the skin. So you could have a contact dermatitis by something that touched your skin and made you inflame. You could have allergic dermatitis by something you're allergic to that causes you to, an example of an allergic dermatitis. Okay, a lot of you guys, you get a rash by your belt buckle. You know how right by your belt buckle it gets kind of red and flaky? And it's the nickel of the belt. So you could call it a contact dermatitis, but I would put that under allergic dermatitis because you are allergic to the nickel, so you're reacting to it. Okay? Contact dermatitis is like poison ivy. Poison ivy touches you and you have a rash. Okay? That's like an example of contact dermatitis. So when it comes to these shampoo products and hair products, I'm starting to get nervous about it because I'm at the age now where I have probably lathered and soaked and dyed. And I mean, I've probably used pounds and pounds of hair product on my hair over the years. And I'm at the age where I'm starting to thin a little bit and starting to lose some of my hair. It's very interesting. I'm losing hair on the top of my head, but I'm gaining it on my face. That really makes no sense to me. But anyway, thank God for tweezers and some waxing every now and then. But that's neither here nor there. So, you know, when you really think about how many times you've put stuff on your hair and your scalp was never designed for that. Another thing that I think we're really, really doing wrong is I think we're washing our hair too much. Your scalp needs oil. It needs the sweat. And it needs that to protect the skin. Remember, your head is the closest thing to the sun when you're walking around outside. So that's going to get hit first before your feet. And so you want to have some protection. And a lot of us with our hair, it's not enough. And it ends up drying out. And so I was taught in medical school, you know, hair washing should be done every few days and not every single day. So that's another possible thought. And so this dry shampoo I didn't really bark about because I'm like, well, look, at least you're not sitting there washing off your hair the whole time. I heard about dry shampoo. I'm like, look, if you want to look clean. But, I mean, if the hair is stinky and if you're sweating and you're breaking out and you're putting a lot of hair products, then you got to wash your hair more often. But if you really don't use a lot of hair products, let some of that natural oil do what it needs to, because it protects the scalp and makes your hair shinier, and it is a barrier. And that's, remember, your body's smart. Again, you don't want to have a sheen of filth all over you. That's why we shower. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess there's a bunch of foods we could freeze that we didn't know about, because we got to save money. All right, we're heading into another recession, and I'm sorry to sound, you know, all scary, but after, we'll know more about when this recession is going to hit, depending on who becomes our next president. But anyway, if you could save money, if you can make your food last, that's what we want to do. All right, and they say there are 10 foods that many of us did not know could be frozen. All right, so here we go. They have a big picture of a refrigerator because I love looking at refrigerators. So eggs, all right, you cannot freeze eggs in their shells because they explode. However, if you crack the egg and separate the yolks and whites into separate plastic containers or food bags, then you could freeze. Then you could pull it out. And see, because a lot of us, we have eggs in our refrigerator for weeks, way beyond the expiration date. Well, now you know that they're safer. So you crack the egg, put it in a plastic tub, beat it before freezing, and then you could use it for omelets or scrambled eggs. All right, whites and yolks could also be frozen separately. Okay, cheese. Not all cheeses can be frozen, but hard varieties can. Cream cheese will go watery, but hard cheese that you grate and put in a bag apparently would work. Now, I'm no chef, but I do like grated cheese because I like to make an arroz con pollo where you have the rice and the chicken and the cheese. So if there's some hard cheese, I could totally do that. Cream cheese, and nah, I wouldn't do. That would taste horrible. Avocado. They say if you have a good avocado and you don't want to throw them out because they will turn or they'll ripen pretty quickly, they say they freeze well. Chop it up in half, remove the stone, or mash it up, put it into a bag. You could add some lemon or lime if you want to help preserve it, and then now you got some avocado. Fresh herbs and spices you could also freeze because they have a very short shelf life. They say you could finally chop and freeze them and stick them in. I don't really cook with a lot of herbs and spices. I like Mrs. Dash. Hummus. Hummus is something that, you know, I kind of grew up on, and boy, does it make you toot. But anyway, you could actually do well putting hummus in the freezer. So you spoon it into a freezer-safe container. They actually say add just a touch of olive oil to the top, and what that does is it prevents it from moisture. You know what I learned? My husband makes French onion soup, and he taught me, because he learned this from a chef, that whenever you make French onion soup, you know how it has that bread in French onion soup? There's this thing of bread and then cheese. You put oil on the bread, so it forms a barrier between the soup and the bread, so then it doesn't get all soaked up and sink, you know, or messy. It could still stay kind of firm because the oil protected it from the water. So anytime you want to have a barrier between water and food, you put some oil on it. Potatoes. They say you can boil your potatoes for 5 minutes and throw those in the freezer. Mushrooms. I don't eat mushrooms. They're disgusting. I really don't understand why people do. But for those of you that like mushrooms, those could be frozen. You need to chop them up. Maybe put them on a large plate. Don't let them overlap. And then freeze them and then put them in freezer containers or something like that. I don't really know, and I don't care because I don't even like mushrooms. Butter. I like butter. You can find packs of butter. And you can put those little pats. Are they pats or packs? Wine. You could even put wine into an ice cube tray and put that. Yeah, like, yeah. And then leftover coffee. You can put coffee in the freezer. Hope you guys learned something. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.